はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう東京。
さくらです。
はつみです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Survival Phrases. As always, brought to you by Eric Lanin, the translation and interpretation specialist. Now, for more information on this, bonus tracks and kanji close-up, please stop byJapanesePod101.com. There we have supplemental material, lots of other things going on. And please leave us a post and join our growing community. Okay, big, big show for you today. Lots in here, so we're going to jump right in. But first, Sakura, what are we talking about today?
About checking into a hotel.
Yes, hotels is on the menu. Now, in Japan, there are many different types of places to stay. So today, what we're going to do first is show you, introduce you to the different types of places there are.Okay, and then after that, we're going to give you a little conversation about checking in. So, Hatsumi, can you give us the first place?
Hotel.
Okay, and break it down.
Hotel.
And one time fast.
Hotel.
Yes, and what is this?
It's a hotel.
Hotel.
Yes, Western type of hotel.
Perfect word there. Western type of hotel.
Yes.
Kind of a standard hotel you'd find anywhere in the world. Of course, some amenities might be a little different, and there might be a couple of Japanese features. But the hotel is pretty much standard.
Right.
Okay, next we have?
旅館.
Break it down.
旅館.
And one time fast.
旅館.
Okay, and what is this?
It's Japanese type inn.
Yes, Japanese type inn. Okay, can you tell us something about this, Sakura?
Well, there are various ranks in ryokan, and very good high rank inns are very expensive, like 50,000 yen per night, or, you know, and sometimes they have onsen attached to the room.
Yes. Okay. What is this? The word you just said. One more time, please.
Onsen.
Break it down.
Onsen.
And one time fast.
Onsen.
English, please.
Hot spring.
Yes, hot spring.
Yes.
And very, very well-kept hot spring.
Yes. And ryokans often have a big hot spring bath for everybody. But in really very expensive ryokan rooms, they have a very tiny hot spring onsen bath attached to each room.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Very expensive, but yeah. Very nice. And again, yeah. The key about the onsen and the way it gets its name is the water must be heated by the earth.
That's right.
And it must be a certain temperature. And then it can be officially called an onsen.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has, you know, various effects. It's good for you. It cures diseases, make you look nicer, like beautiful skin. And
Sakura, we're introducing, we're not selling here.
Okay.
You have a great future in sales.
Yes. And they have, ryokan has Japanese style meals usually. Yes.
Yes, this is a key point.
Yes, sometimes they have that in a dining room, but sometimes they serve you inside your room. They bring you the food.
Yes, it's a great, great experience. If you really want to test out how Japanese vacation, you definitely want to try a ryokan, a Japanese style inn.
Yes, and they usually have a yukata to sleep in.
Okay, break that down.
Yukata.
And one time fast.
Yukata.
And what's this?
It's a cotton kimono, very, very brief style kimono. And it's almost nightwear.
Yeah, very light.
Yes. And you can wear yukata and walk to the common onsen bath. Like you can walk in the corridor in that yukata.
So instead of staying at the hotel every single night, you might want to try a ryokan.
Yes.
Okay, next we have...
民宿.
Break it down.
民宿.
And one time fast.
民宿.
And what's this, Sakura?
Okay, in places where there are not many hotels, they have 民宿, which is Japanese-style house, a large house, and you stay in one of the rooms there, a B&B.
You know, to bring in some extra cash, these people open up their houses.
Yes.
And let you stay there.
Yes, and they get them the business license, 民宿 business license.
Ah, so yes. Anyone can't do this.
No. So you can look up minshuku from the list of minshuku places.
So it's a standardized business, but rather than having a separate hotel or something, you stay at that person's house.
That's right.
In a room, especially. Or it might not be in that house. It might be in an adjacent building that they have on their property that you stay in. Mm. And then in the morning, they might offer you breakfast or something, depending on the details.
Yes. So usually breakfast and also dinner as well. But you can choose with or without dinner.
And this is very, very economy class, right?
Yes.
Very cheap.
So like bath, they don't have a big bath like ryokan. It's more smaller, but it might be a good idea to, you know, try it out, like what it's like, you know, Japanese. they're really Japanese old traditional style house.
So this might be a good option for backpackers or something like this.
Yes.
So where is the minshuku usually located?
Inaka.
One more time.
Inaka.
Break it down.
Inaka.
And one time fast.
Inaka.
What's this?
Countryside.
Yeah, countryside, rural. So, it might be a little tough to get to, but if you can get there, it's going to be cheap.
Mm.
So it might be a good option for some people out there.
Right.
I have not been to one. Have you been to one, Sagar?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. When I was a child, though.
Ah.
Yeah, family trip.
Family trip. How about you, Hatsumi?
Never.
Never. Yeah, so for the really adventurous, this is something I think even Japanese people haven't experienced. Mm. So for those adventurous people out there, this might be worth taking a look at.
Right.
Okay, next we have?
Pension.
Break it down.
Pension.
And one time fast.
Pension.
Okay, and what's this, Sakura?
It's also a private home offered for overnight stay, and they have dinner and breakfast as well. But usually it's Western style.
Western style?
Yes, like modern homes, and they have many rooms. So it's like B&B with dinner, kind of. Yes, and sometimes they have
B&B. Well, bed and breakfast, right? Yeah, yeah. Bed and dinner.
B&B, ne? B&B, ne? Right. Gomen.
I gotta work on my jokes a little
bit. Sumimasen. And they sometimes have like French dinner or...
Wow.
The pension owner cooks it. Usually, but sometimes they have, you know, that's fancy dinner. So it's popular among couples as well, young couples.
Ah, like a romantic getaway.
Yes, yes. And it's cheaper than like resort hotels, more reasonable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next we have?
Business hotel.
Break it down.
Business hotel.
And one time fast.
Business hotel.
Okay, so Kurt, there's two words in there. What two words are in there?
Business
and
hotel.
Yes, so business hotel.
Yes, so there's no fancy thing there. It's just for, you know, practical business purposes.
sleeping
only.
Yeah,
and there might be a very, very small bath, and it's very cheap.
Yes.
Yes.
And since so many people go on business trips in Japan, this is a kind of popular way to save money for business expenses. So picture a hotel with 20 rooms with 20 businessmen in the hotel. Right. And that's where it gets its name from. Okay, next we have?
Kapuseru hotel.
Break it down.
Kapuseru hotel.
And one time fast.
Kapuseru hotel.
And what's this, Sakura?
Capsule hotel.
Yes, capsule and hotel.
Yes.
Now... what kind of hotel is this, Sakura?
It's like many capsules.
It's like a beehive.
Yes, yes, yes. And you can just sleep in that capsule.
Yes.
You can lie down.
Just lay down. Yes. You can't sit up.
Right.
Well, maybe you could get up there a little bit, but it's pretty tight.
Right.
It's probably the one that you've seen on TV when they're doing the shows about Japan.
That's right.
Looks like a big beehive.
Yes.
They got the little door, you swing it open.
Yeah.
Inside, it's got the TV.
Yeah, that's right.
A pillow, bed. Again, I haven't stayed in one of these.
Neither have
Maybe I'll go do some research for the show.
Maybe you should. Akasaka Capsule Hotel.
Do we have it?
I don't know.
Oh, you're too funny. How about you, Natsumi? Have you?
No.
No. Again.
No. Hatsumi would not sleep in a capsule hotel.
I think if you travel here, you might have a tough time getting your bags in there. I don't even know if it's possible. You could check into a hotel and then for fun, go check into a capsule hotel. Okay. Too funny. Okay, well, I think we ran a little long with this.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is, this will be part one of a series of two.
Right.
So next week, we're going to give you hotel conversation. This week, we wanted to introduce you because maybe everybody doesn't know about all the different options in Japan. So first, we want to introduce you to this. And next, we're going to give you the conversations. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for today.
また明日ね。
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.